Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, back here on the Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. Jed texts in. He says, the odd news story should just be about fans being outraged over balloons no longer being handed out at a football game. I'm being dead serious here. I don't think more than like 1% of the population is actually mad about this.
I've learned my lesson from the weekend. I'm not going to tell this fan base what they are allowed and not allowed to be mad at.
No.
Comma, however,
yeah,
probably shouldn't be getting all bent out of shape about this.
I don't think anybody actually is.
Yeah.
That's just my read on the situation is, I don't think anybody's actually mad about this. The guy who was caught outside of the Ivana cone may have been serious. He may not have. I'm more approaching this from a comedy perspective. I don't think anybody's actually mad about this. Like, it could be two things at once, right? Like I said earlier, I like the tradition. It's a fun tradition. It's one of the cool, different things about Nebraska football. And this is me speaking as a person who hasn't partaken in it in a long time, just watched it happen a lot. And instead of, like, going the extra mile to kind of manufacture it and keep it alive, if they've just decided, yeah, well, you know what, we're not going to. And it's not officially dead because they're just not going to sanction it anymore. But I don't think actually anybody's actually mad about this. That's my read on it. And I hope that one guy is not being used as a complete representative of the Nebraska fan base.
But somebody's got to know this guy, right?
We have to. I'm seriously. Josh, yes. Somebody's got to know that guy.
Like, oh, yeah, that's Jerry. He messes around all the time.
He was just doing a goof. He loves Trev Alberts. He's a very rational person. But he caught him at the right time, and he's messing around, and somebody asked him, hey, what do you think about this? I think Trev Alberts should be fired. I don't think anybody reflects that guy's thoughts. I don't know. Maybe I'll get in touch with somebody at Channel 8 and see how that situation actually went or what the guy's name is. Okay. Nebraska football has received another transfer portal commitment today from wide receiver Marcus Washington from Texas. This has kind of been assumed for a couple days now, coming off of a visit here. By the way, Nebraska in the team transfer portal ratings, which exist, by the way, our friends at 24/7 Sports put these together. So they have an entire transfer portal like data pool, just like they do for like the recruiting base. 2022 transfer portal team rankings. Nebraska coming in right now, sixth. Sixth in the country. Their transfer portal class is rated sixth in the country right now. Behind only USC, Ole Miss, LSU, Oklahoma, and Alabama, coincidentally enough. Others at the top 10, UCLA, South Carolina, Texas, and Arkansas. So Nebraska, by my count, has got 15 players from the transfer portal. Isaiah Garcia-Castaneda, Kevin Williams, Hunter Anthony, Tommy Hill, Timmy Bleakrode, Brian Buscini, Trey Palmer, Casey Thompson, Chuba Purdy, O'Shawn Mathis, Omar Brown, Devin Drew, Stephon Wynn, Kane Williams, Marcus Washington. And yes, what you're thinking is that's a lot. And it is. That is a lot of guys out of the transfer portal. And, I mean, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I don't think this is how you're going to build the roster going forward. But let me just take the pulse real quick. This is right now. This is going into the 2022 season. And you don't have to be bought in. You don't have to be like all on the hype train drinking the Kool-Aid to answer this question. But I think you would have to admit, I guess there's a couple different ways to say this. The more cliche way to say it is Nebraska has won the offseason yet again. They have. Josh, I'm dead serious when I say this. Nebraska has won the offseason yet again.
We are the Alabama
of the offseason.
Off seasons.
They made important coaching staff changes, and they've added guys in the transfer portal. I mean, hell, we could just zone it in position by position. You heard this show a couple months ago. I was like raising the red flag, sounding every alarm I could for Nebraska along the defensive line. Now I'm intrigued. This says nothing about, you know, there's nothing for sure here because it's the transfer portal. And you're always going to, you know, when you're building it this way, you're at the mercy of kind of what you get there. And what I said yesterday in the crossover is absolutely still the case, if not more now, with another transfer portal guy in. This is the greatest gamble in the history of Nebraska football. This is a huge gamble this season. It is one big crapshoot, one big roll of the dice. But you can't be at least intrigued. Because I think if Nebraska wouldn't have replenished their roster this way, you know, this is after the coaching change, like after you decided Scott Frost was going to come back, after you decided that you were going to change coaches and stuff, like, you know, along the offensive side of the ball. Starting there, there was really no other way to go unless you decided, we'll just bring in a huge freshman class and we'll trust that next group of guys up. Even though they're young and we don't like, this is obviously the better alternative to that. So without saying it's going to turn out good or bad, can we all agree? This is my question to you guys right now. Can we all agree that you're at the very least intrigued about this Nebraska football season?
Oh, it's going to be super interesting.
Yes.
Week in, week out, day in, day out, once they really get practice ramped up.
And this is aside from, like, I mean, you genuinely don't have much idea of what you're going to get, at least how it stands right now. We may have a better idea come fall camp. So then you start to think about hit rate, right? Out of the 15 guys that Nebraska brought in the transfer portal, how many of those do you need to quote-unquote hit? Well, like I said before, you're going to be counting on a lot of these guys to start. Bleakroad and Buscini for sure. Those guys have to be hits. You want your special teams to be better. And then out of the rest of the 13, and this there's some to different and varying degrees, but you've now brought in three wide receivers, all of whom you're going to be depending on. So basically, as I see it right now, Nebraska's top five wide receivers, and let me know if I'm forgetting somebody. I'll pull up my chart here, but let me know if I'm forgetting somebody. But I think how it looks right now, is, and this is without Xavier Betts, Nebraska's top five wide receivers are, in no order, Isaiah Garcia-Castaneda, Trey Palmer, Marcus Washington, Omar Manning, and Oliver Martin. Does that sound right? I guess Alante Brown, you could throw him in that mix too. So top six. Outside of that, the other wide receivers on the roster are either walk-ons or Sean Hardy, Kamonte Grimes, Victor Jones Jr., Dakoldis Crawford, and Janeer and Bonner. I've heard good buzz. You know, you've heard good buzz about him over the summer as well. Or the staff seems to think that he could step in and do something right away. So if we're even if we extend that list out to seven and you include Bonner or save a spot for a wild card out of the group that I just mentioned. So six plus one, including Garcia Castaneda, Palmer, Washington, Manning, Oliver Martin, Alante Brown, and wild card. Three of those guys are transfers that you've brought in this year. One of them is Omar Manning, who has been a wild card for the last 2 years. Oliver Martin, who was unhealthy for the majority of last year. And Alante Brown, who maybe hasn't quite come on as quickly as we expected, but had seemed to, by all reports here, had a good spring. There's going to be a heavy reliance on those transfers. I don't think there's any doubt about it. Look at the defensive back room and how they rebuilt that on the fly. The guys that you've added in there. Yes, there's Braxton Clark. Yes, there's Quentin Newsome. But there's also Omar Brown. There's also Tommy Hill. We'll see what happens with Brown. I think Hill will be relied on as a contributor. You brought in Kane Williams at that safety spot. Is he ready to give you something right away? Okay. Miles Farmer. Deshaun Singleton. As a junior college guy. Oh, and by the way, Tyrik Johnson is still there in the room. As a transfer from last year, you brought in Javier Morton as well. Junior college guy. So you've rebuilt. And like I said, doesn't have to be better, doesn't have to be worse from a quality perspective. But you have taken depleted rooms, defensive back and defensive line, after how they were left last year after graduations and all the other attrition and the draft. You have taken two depleted rooms and then you have filled them back up with Division I transfers, some of which, most of which, have actually some experience playing at the Power 5 level. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. I'm mildly intrigued here. I kind of accounted for this in my number adjustment yesterday when we talked about it on the crossover, but that was kind of a reaction to all of what had happened in the transfer portal. Like, I think Nebraska did as well as they can. And I believe this. I think Nebraska did as well as they possibly could have in the transfer portal game. Now, to a certain level, it comes back to how good's your quarterback going to be? How good's your offense going to be? How good's your head coach going to be? It does. But as far as the pieces to put in place to give them a chance to have success this year, they've done really well. I think that we can admit that without saying, I think they're going to go 8-4. Right? We're obviously not there yet. So I think we have maybe, and this is just, I'll speak for myself and I want to hear from you guys on it, but I've gone from really pretty pessimistic and thinking, man, I just don't know. How are you going to get out of this? Or what's going to change in the offseason to make it look or feel better? And the fact of the matter is right now, I think this is a fact. Nebraska has a better vibe about it. There's a better air about it. That comes from new offensive coaches. You're going to have recruiting momentum. When new coaches step on campus, I think Nebraska has used a little bit of that. They've capitalized off of it in the transfer portal. They've also capitalized it off of the idea that they have plenty of opportunity for playing time. And there's a different sort of vibe about it right now. That's good. What does that equal come fall? I have no idea. I have no idea. But I can tell you that 6 months ago, Nebraska football felt really, really stale. Really, really stale. And today, granted, this is a day that you're not gonna play a game for another 4 months. 3 months. But today it doesn't feel that stale. I don't know. I think that's a win. That's a win. Not to go too, you know, sunshine, whatever. I don't know, Josh. Am I going too crazy?
I mean, new is generally exciting.
Yes.
Now you can roll.
It doesn't mean it's always better.
Yeah, you can roll the ball out there and go, oh, this didn't look like I thought it would. And, you know, even the first, like, month of the season, there might be some adjustment period.
But I'm barely even talking about the season. It's just like today. How do you feel today? And not that it matters at all. Right?
I mean, they crushed the portal for sure.
That's it.
And I don't even care about should you be crushing the portal? That means you have a lot of needs. Like, yeah,
they
sure.
They had to crush the portal.
They had to crush the portal this season because it is all hands on deck. I really loved your guys' conversation yesterday on the crossover where maybe they weren't as close as they advertised they were, or feel that way internally, like, maybe we should go get a whole bunch of guys.
Well, yeah. I mean, the coaching staff changes would tell you that a little bit. And also, I mean, some of it was just force. Like, they lost a lot to graduation. They lost, I think, more than they wanted to or expected to in the draft. And, you know, they were left with a bunch of holes on their roster. So they had to kind of do this. They had to play it this way. I don't know if it was as much of like a admission of, hey, we weren't that close and that's why we're going to go get all these guys in the transfer portal. They were close last year.
Mm-hmm.
All those players are gone. This is a different team.
Is there a group on that roster that you look at and you go, I am super confident they will do what they need to do to win football games?
Compared to last year or just in general?
Just in general, just looking up and down the roster.
I think, as of right now, the position group that I feel the best about.
Yeah.
People are going to hold me to this, so I have to be very careful. It's May 24th.
I'm not, and I know you know this, but I'm not trying to trap you or anything.
No, you got
to
be careful, though. Hey. No, I don't feel like it's that blasphemous to say at this point the position that I feel good about compared to the other ones is running back.
Sure.
That's both because of the coach and what they've added.
I think that's definitely fair.
Returns are good on Grant, it feels like. I would say quarterback, but so much of that has to do with the coach that it's hard to factor that into the equation.
I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what the goal is. I don't know what the scheme is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And running back, you know, there's definitely some gray area there with them too. I think linebackers are pretty solid as well. Both inside and outside. You're a little thin inside, but you've certainly added to the mix on the outside.
There's just so many questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And then you start getting into like, all right, then we have to compare it to other people. But for Nebraska eternally, I mean, we talk often about Nebraska needing to worry about itself and figure itself out.
Mm.
I think they still have to do a lot of that as far as the coaching perspective is concerned. Who are you going to be? What are you going to do? Who's calling the shots? Who's calling the plays? All that stuff. Like that stuff that we won't know until the season rolls around. But there has to be a certain base level of talent and personnel that you get yourself to even put yourself in position to have that conversation in the fall. And I think they've done that. It's not a very high bar.
Yeah, correct.
It's not a very high bar.
Yeah.
But they have met the low bar. So Congratulations.
I think
throw corn up into the air.
Throw corn, yes. I think for May 24th, you can go, you know what? We've done what we need to do. Now, you don't stop working, but
right.
You've had the success that you can have in the off season. You've won that battle.
Yep. They've filled positions of need. They've added on top of some. They've created opportunities for competition. There's a lot of good. It doesn't mean much when the season rolls along, but they've put themselves in a position to do that. Ultimately, yeah, it always comes back to the coach. And how do you sift through that thing? Well, there's three more months to talk about that piece of it. It is time for the Wheel of Meat. Day two of the Wheel of Meat. Here's what will happen. You will call in. You will call this number. You will do it now. 402-951-1620. You will get in line. You will spin the Wheel of Meat. You will be excited about it. You'll spin the Wheel of Meat. It'll land on a certain category. We'll give you a question regarding that category. And if you get it right, you will win a grill. So line them up. 402-951-1620. Day two of the Wheel of Meat up next on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.